Tech the Adirondacks is advocating with different state agencies and different state leaders to start a planning process to investigate the conversion of the roughly 45-mile line from Saratoga Springs to North Creek in Warren County of the rail corridor to a multi-use recreation trail. We think this would be a world-class trail. Much of this route follows the Hudson River. The rail line already goes from community to community, so as far as a walking trail or a biking trail that goes from one downtown to another, from a number of small communities north of Saratoga all the way to North Creek, we think this has, you know, tremendous potential for the Saratoga, Warren County, Southern Adirondacks area to really build a world-class public recreational amenity and a real tourism amenity for the region.
Now, this rail line extends further into the Adirondacks. It goes up to the Tahawus Mine, and this is a section of track that's sort of a patchwork, right? There's different owners. There's private owners on here. There's public land. This gets a little more complicated, right? What does Protect the Adirondacks see in the future for this section of line?
Right. There's a different history of these two railroads. Shortly after the Civil War, the Saratoga to North Creek Railway was constructed to bring tourists into the Central Adirondacks from New York City and other parts of the country who came into Saratoga. They got on the spur line up to North Creek, and then from North Creek they took stagecoaches and other things to some of the big hotels in the Central Adirondacks. During World War II, the rail line was extended from North Creek up to the Tahawus Mine to mine minerals that were needed for the war effort. The federal government condemned that line. So there's a different legal history for the line from North Creek to the Tahawus Mine, and it's tied to taking minerals out of the mine and transporting them. The mine is defunct. There hasn't been any serious hauling of minerals from the mine for many years. So now the state of New York has moved ahead with formal abandonment proceedings for the North Creek to Tahawus Mine. And that's now in front of a public agency. There'll be a public comment period. But it seems that there's a good likelihood that that line will be torn up in the future, at least we hope it will, and the land will then revert to the private landowners. Most of that line runs through the public forest preserve, but there are also dozens of private landowners where the rail line literally runs through the backyards of residential landowners and through private forest tracts of industrial forest landowners. That's a very different history. It's possible that there could be an extension from North Creek for a ways with the consent of private landowners to access some forest preserve to extend a public multi-use recreation trail north of North Creek. But that's a different legal history, and there's certainly opportunities to use the railroad corridor for different recreational trails in the part that goes through the forest preserve. But that's a different issue entirely from the Saratoga to North Creek Railway, where the corridor, even if the line is taken up, the corridor will stay intact and would remain in some type of public ownership.
So the operator, Iowa Pacific, in May began removing tanker cars from these tracks where they had stored them, and that was a larger issue as well that Protect the Adirondacks has been opposed to, the storage of tanker cars in the Adirondacks. It appears that they're all removed now, but is this still a concern for rail lines, including this rail line, for your organization?
We think that as long as the rail lines remain and as long as the rail lines are in private ownership, we're concerned that somebody will come in and attempt to store various kinds of old rail cars. There are places that we were notified from communities who had been following these issues from out west, from the Midwest, where you literally have strings of rail cars running right through the downtowns, running right through residential areas in some places, and we did not want to see that happen in the Adirondacks. We're in a good position because the state government, the local government, the environmental community have all been united against this. So we're in a good place now, but we're very concerned that as long as these rail lines remain in private hands, we could see this effort renewed in the future.